that okay. you expect to happen more, do you think? Or what's your take?
I mean, me, man, I go out there and just... I do what I'm asked, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I tell our young guys, man, no matter what the record is, no matter what the circumstances are, 13-0, 14-0, 0-14, come in every day ready to work, grind, go hard. Because it's this thing called pride. When you have a sense of pride to yourself, you take it personal and you want to be productive and you want to be better every day, no matter what the circumstances are.
But that in particular, any thoughts to that in the offense? Is that like the deep balls? Do you feel like you guys need to hit any more of those, or is it, you know, can you get by with more of the medium range stuff?
I don't coach. I play, so I try to do everything my coaches ask me to do.
Harry, on Monday, Malarkey said that, you know, receivers kind of need to do better when the ball's in the air, you know, think that's their ball. And he cited you as a great example of fighting for the ball in the end zone. How much of that is mentality, chemistry with the, you know, rookie quarterback? And it's a young core beside yourself as well.
I'd say it's everything, but more the will to just want to go up and get it. I know in my mind on that play, I knew it was going to be a P.I., but I didn't want to accept the P.I. I wanted to make the catch no matter what. And one thing I think we did a great job of in the receiver, but we worked hard today. We grind, and we're going to be better, and we're doing things to get better. You know what I mean? Yeah, but we got a young group, but like I said, I'm trying to help in every way possible I can. And we're going to get there, man. I have 100% faith in them. Those are my bros, and I believe in them. Well, because I'll tell you why that is. Because, yeah, we're 2-9, but we all know we're not a 2-9 football team. I mean, we know you can't turn back the hands of time. I'm not the type of person that dwells in the past, but we know we should not be 2-9. I mean, it may have been like 5 or 6 games where we had to lead late in the fourth quarter, games that we should have won. So when you know you're not like a 2-9 football team, 2-9 teams know when they're 2-9 now. You know what I mean? Because a lot of 2-9 teams will shut it down at this point. And that's not the case here, man. Everybody's coming in early. Everybody's getting here, working hard, doing what we got to do to get a victory this week. You know what I mean? So whenever you see your teammates like that and you see everybody around here like that, it puts a warm feeling in your body. It makes you want to go even harder because that next guy beside you still believes in you, still has that 100% trust in you.
You play this team 2 times in 3 weeks.
Yep.
I know you're going to change things up. I get that. But an advantage being they're still kind of fresh in your mind from a couple weeks ago?
I don't really know how to answer that one because, I mean, you know, sometimes teams do things differently. I know when I was in Atlanta and we played teams in our division, they didn't necessarily do the same things we did when we played them the first time. You know what I mean? So you prepare for everything. You watch film. You see the things that they do repetitively, and you take that in consideration. But there's always a space to add things into the repertoire.
You guys kind of feel like you owe the Jags one? It seemed like they kind of stole one from you.
I don't necessarily say oh. I mean, I think we owe ourselves a win. And that has to be our mindset. Not necessarily we owe the Jags one. No, we owe ourselves one. We've been owed ourselves one. So, like I said, man, everybody's working hard, putting the extra time in so we can get a victory this week.
When you're, you know, as a receiver and you catch the ball,